very well. Welcome to the Fred Report Technical Market Call for December 23rd, 2021. This is a recorded call. We're trying to take as much time this week as we can to relax. So let's get right into it. I know people are ready for the Christmas holiday. So for stocks, we may see some upside rest of this week and next week, but the volatility is increasing. Some of the internals have improved a little bit. Some are worse, but still the big problem and concern for next year is those quarterly indicators that we've talked about that are elevated. Now, just overbought indicators doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to go down, but what it can mean and probably does mean is if there is a catalyst for a decline, the decline will be a little tougher on us and a little worse. So what we've told various people is stress test your portfolios, rebalance stuff, and if you don't want to own something down 30% from here, try to figure out what you're going to do about it if it starts to fall. That's all. Why is this so hard to find? Well, the reason is we are actually trying to predict the close of the next bar. That's the way these momentum oscillators work. And with a quarterly bar, that means a three-month window where it has to close. And so if you're off by a couple of bars, you're talking about 6 to 9 months. So we want to be careful. It's not a sell everything sort of thing, but we do want to just be a little bit careful because if the market starts to slip, we could see some problems. In terms of the bond market, still stable. We do not think we're going to break below 140 on TLT, which would be a concern. We may do that next year, but I'm not concerned about anything other than stability this year and maybe slightly falling rates. The gold seasonal rally is underway and trading okay, given the fact that the gold accumulation model is terrible. We still want to watch the 172 to 175 area. If you're long gold and prices get up to that area, you probably want to sell at least some, half or more of your position. We would sell the whole thing. We think that when the seasonal rally is over, and that seasonal rally usually is mid-December to the end of January for the February contract. When this rally is over, we think these prices can come right back down again. Oil has had a great rally. It was our favorite speculation for last year, and it's done very well. But traders should be selling oils now. Seasonal weakness starts in January. We would use risk management as investors even. The accumulation model on oil has fallen off again, and there's some issues because of that. So we think that the seasonals, which haven't worked all 2021, may start to kick in again in 2022. We did publish the sector review Wednesday at the close. I want to mention just a couple things because we did make some changes. First of all, you can see that we took some long-standing, long-term gains off the stock section, stocks that were overextended like Microsoft and Sherwin-Williams, for example. The other thing we would mention to you is we did upgrade Staples, XLP, to an overweight and move industrials down to an overweight. The reason for that is we had a very large surge in professional accumulation in XLP over the last couple of weeks. Very big surge. And again, that's one of those things you don't normally see that in a market that's going to do very, very well. So just, again, stop, look, and listen. The caution flags are out. Doesn't mean we shouldn't put money into our models. Does mean that maybe we should look at SPLV or some of the low volatility stuff. And again, just be aware that if stock prices start to slip, they could slip much more quickly and longer than we thought they would. With that, I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. I am around. I've been answering questions. Please feel free to email me at fred@thefredreport if you have a question. I'm looking at the emails at least once a day, usually at noon before I walk the dogs, and then at night when I get back from doing whatever I'm doing. Today was car servicing. So everybody have a wonderful holiday, and we'll do another recording in a weekly next week. Thank you.